Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hard Hitting Wrestling Show. It is the HHW Show podcast, and man, well, we're in a treat. It's a Memorial Day weekend here in the United States, but it was so memorable when in Saudi Arabia. We got that and much, much more, but the main topic was the actual main event of the evening. And when I say evening, it is the afternoon here in the United States. I'm with Heck V. I'm Movie One.
Yes.
Hector, overall, I'm going to say Money in the Bank. That's the next pay-per-view. But the Night of Champions.
Yes, yeah.
It lived up to its moment.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it did. I mean, it wasn't all that spectacular, but it was a great pay-per-view. I mean, the way they kicked it off and all the way to the end of it. Yes. I mean, it was great. I liked it. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Right. And this is the day. Today was the 1000th day of Roman Reigns as the undisputed Universal Heavyweight Champion. And, you know, a lot was built up to where I was believed that Roman Reigns was going to get the job done.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to clean up the house first before you're going to get anything done. And his house is a mess right now.
Mess indeed. And we go ahead. We'll start with the main event. The tag team championships were on the line. Roman Reigns and Solo versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. And at the beginning, I mean, look at the face reaction as we got it posted right here in our show of Paul Heyman, who's looking very down, very sad. You know, things are not going their way. And you know what? The battle is how it should be, right? 2-on-2, very competitive. Don't know which direction it is. And Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, they had the upper hand at the very beginning. But then the referee, once again, usually it happens during Roman Reigns' matches. The referee has to get down, all right? Puts himself in a situation where he gets the spear, all right? And then there's a debacle going on. But at the end, the Usos, who come for the rescue to help Roman Reigns, backfired. And of course, it's going to lead us to a little small takeaway. Roman Reigns and being the leader to see the big picture, it didn't happen. And his attitude, his frustration, and everything else got in the way. And that's why it cost him to become a tag team champion.
It sure did. I mean, you know, his leadership style is just gone way off the charts here. You know, he's not doing it right. You would think in the beginning he had everything going. He had everything under control. But he is just getting too greedy. He's just egotistical right now as a leader, as the tribal chief, and is backfiring. You know, and, you know, when you talk about, you know, frustration and buildup, you know, if you don't settle your differences in the beginning, it just piles up and gets bigger and bigger and bigger until somebody explodes. And that's exactly what Jimmy did. He exploded. This was coming to me, in my opinion, this was happening since Roman Reigns took on Jey Uso in that cage match. Okay. In that I Quit match or whatever it was way back years ago. It all started then. Nothing was ever resolved. It just kept on building up. And now I think Jimmy had every right to do what he did. It just got out of control. Just too much.
Look, this might be settled with Jimmy Uso versus Roman Reigns, probably in the next premium event. I think it's his turn to go against the Tribal Chief, but I still don't think he's going to get the job done. Roman Reigns is still going to be the face of SmackDown, the champion. There's no one at his level one-on-one, okay? The question I have is what's going to happen next with Solo? Will Solo stay with Roman Reigns, or will he back off and join his brothers? All right. Because family always fight with family, but the brothers always stick together. I'm just saying.
Well, I completely agree with you, but it didn't seem like it tonight, because why did the twins just walk away from their little brother after they kicked them?
I don't get
it. They should have helped them out, try to get them back up. Hey, my bad, you know? No, they just focused their attention on Roman Reigns and left little brother just to sit there Dazed and Confused.
Well, listen, in Uso's defense, Roman Reigns got involved before anything would happen, right? And the fact that to concentrate him, look, they have frustrations, what you said. They're frustrated, they're angry, and everything else. What happens when you feel that way? You don't think. You just execute. And that's the problem. They didn't breathe. They didn't look at the big picture. They didn't sit back and say, hey, this is what happened. What we do next? They just react, react, react. And then with Roman Reigns getting in their faces, I mean, look, you get mad too. Somebody put their hands on your face, right? And just Jimmy did something about it, you know? And again, Jay is always defending Roman Reigns all the time. And finally, he's listening to Jimmy. Should have done this a long time ago, and it didn't happen. And now it is what it is. So Roman Reigns, for him to try to be the first time to hold four belts, that backfired, and we're not going to see history, but he still remains as the undisputed champion. However, on the other side, congratulations to Seth freaking Rollins, man. The right call. Everyone knew it. It shouldn't be coming surprise, but the match was epic. I got to give props to AJ Styles, but Seth freaking Rollins, well-deserved. I mean, from WrestleMania, I mean, all the matches, don't get me wrong, but the latest three premiums is like Seth Rollins gained all the momentum greater than Roman Reigns.
Oh, yeah. I think he has, and he will be, you know, a fighting champion. He may be a better champion moving forward, you know, not taking none away from Roman Reigns. I think it's history, what he's doing, because we know this kind of history has happened before, but this was before our time. Okay.
Right.
And for us to be living it, that's an awesome thing. I love it. But Seth Rollins is the face. He is the man right now. He is the moment. He is the spotlight. He is our heavyweight champion. And I can't wait to see what he has in store for us on Raw moving forward.
Absolutely. Speaking about the fighting champion, I mean, Cody Rhodes is trying to be the fighting champion himself, coming close to becoming a world champion. And you would have thought that maybe Cody Rhodes would get by Brock Lesnar and have a little future fight for SummerSlam between Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, right? But that didn't happen. Brock Lesnar became and won. Now, he didn't make Cody Rhodes tap out, but he made him pass out. And as it should be, you know, Brock Lesnar really is 1-1 against Cody.
Yeah. You know, to me, there's a fine line between being courageous and facing your demons versus being stupid. Cody Rhodes, just to me, I don't know what he was thinking. There was nothing he could have done in this match that he knew that was going to benefit him. Nothing. He knew Absolutely. It. We all knew it. I mean, so it was just, he set himself up for failure, and that's exactly what he did. And the smart thing was to pass out.
Yeah.
No.
He didn't listen to Triple H, and all the signs was like, back off. You're absolutely right. You know, and, you know, it is what it is. I mean, he got what was coming, and the reality set in. The American Nightmare was his own nightmare today in Saudi Arabia. Also, in another match, Trish Stratus ends up winning against Becky Lynch. You called it. You text me about it. Kill Bill. I love the costume, man. It was pretty badass.
Yeah.
And all I needed was the whistle theme to go along with it. But Trish Stratus had the last laugh. So you already know that this is a continuation in London for Money in the Bank.
Yeah, Zoe Starks, you know, I don't know if what she did was the right thing or the stupidest thing, but if this is the way you're going to make a name for yourself, I guess then do what you got to do. You know, if you're going to make it into business, you got to attack the big dog, and that's what she did. So, yeah, this ain't going away. Becky Lynch is going to get hers eventually.
Well, and let me ask you this. Now that she has Trish has her sidekick, will Lita return and we could actually have a 2-on-2 match leading into Money in the Bank?
I could see a 2-on-2 or maybe just another 1-on-1 to where they can actually get it settled this without no outside interference. But, yeah, I do see Lita helping out Becky Lynch.
All right. WWE Raw Smack, Raw Women's Champion. And this match, I called it and I told you there's a reason why we didn't see that exchange of belts between Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley. There's just questions because last year we saw Charlotte and Becky Lynch. This time we didn't see this happening. And it left me scratching my head. It's like, there's got to be a title change pretty soon. And most definitely it did. Asuka becomes the new Raw Women's Champion. I like this move. I really do. And hopefully on Raw, we can finally see the belts exchange.
That's what I'm hoping so too, because to be called a Raw Women's Champion, but you're on SmackDown, something got to give here, seriously. I mean, this is just getting a little drug out for me, you know, with these belts. Let's already switch them over and be done with it. But yeah, if this is what it takes for two heels to do it, then so be it. I'm ready just to see it be done with and over with, you know, so that blue belt can match a blue spit, blue stuff in her mouth, I guess.
Blue green doesn't matter, but for Rhea Ripley, that was a quick match. I'm going to steal Frank's commentary about it was a no-brainer, and thankfully that this was a short match because it needed to be. On the other side, like I said, I mean, the real story is what's going to happen with Dom Dom and Rhea Ripley, because it looks like they're getting more closer, more attached. Will there be a wedding, a future wedding between them two?
Oh, Lordy.
It's already on social media, man. Everyone's hoping for that. But, hey, man, Intercontinental Championship, Gunther retains the title against Mustafa Ali. Again, I mean, this is... It lasted longer than what I thought was going to happen, but Mustafa Ali gave it his all, man. It was a wonderful performance.
Yeah, I give him credit. You know, it was a better match than I expected. You know, he put in a little work, a little effort, but at the end of the day, Gunther is our reigning Intercontinental Champion. I'm happy for that. Continue doing your thing.
Absolutely. And who knows what's going to happen with Mustafa Ali, because he did go on earlier today just saying that he had to win, and if he didn't win Intercontinental Championship, why would he still be around? And it seems like he's already opening the door for him to exit away from the WWE altogether.
Yeah, well, better luck wherever you decide to go, buddy. I mean, because nobody's had success in the last year against Gunther anyway, so I wouldn't hang my hat on it. So, but yeah,
no, but I like how future he got endeavors. The standing ovation though, from the people. And it's almost similar to Zelina Vega in Puerto Rico when she received her standing ovation. So more props to him. Oh man, it's just, I'm looking forward for who's challenging Seth freaking Rollins. I'm looking forward to the storyline with the Bloodline. It's already collapsed, man. It's game over. There's no really... If I see Roman Reigns recruit more family members, then I can see the Bloodline is going to stay alive. But it's over, all right? The Bloodline is not consisted of two people or one. It is what it is. The Usos gone. The Bloodline is gone, okay? And the tension's heated up on SmackDown. And the tension's just, again, once again, it's a done deal.
Yeah. I think so, too. Now we just got to see what's moving forward. What's in it for Roman Reigns here? Who's going to challenge him? Is it going to be Sami Zayn, Jey Uso? I mean, who's going to go after these titles eventually? You know, because all things must come to an end. You know, it's just a matter of when and who's going to do it. Because,
absolutely,
you know, we're just seeing these key players right now. You know, we're not seeing anybody else. So, I don't know.
Well, big shout out to Jared Hogan. We'll have to see what's going on there. His commentary, brother, you're looking older than ever. There you go.
He's got jokes
and stuff.
Yeah, he's got jokes. I'll talk to you later, Gerard, buddy.
Listen,
thanks for tuning in there, bud. I appreciate that.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah.
Money in the Bank is coming up. We have. I'm going to say this, Ricochet, Omos, Sheamus. I think Montez Ford could be one, LA Knight. I believe at least those five people should be participants in the Money in the Bank. Out of those five, leave them out. Do you have any other superstars that might make it to the Money in the Bank?
No, I think you actually hit it on the spot there. I mean, you really think about it. You know, who else will we put in the mix to go after, you know, Seth Rollins here? You know what I'm saying? So I think Raw has their heavy hitters there, but, you know, who can be that logical one? I really don't know at this moment. You know, I just want to take this all in right now with Night of Champions and then start thinking about who could be the one that holds up that briefcase.
I'm going to add two more, Baron Corbin and Cameron Grimes. I think those two, one, because they got beef with one another, I think it'll carry on. But I've always been hopeful that Baron Corbin could actually win it one more time and actually cash it in, because the last time he won it, he blew it against John Cena. And to see him trying to make a comeback, which, again, thinking that he was going to make it, and he loses to Cameron Grimes right away. You're right. It's going to take some time to understand who could really win the Money in the Bank briefcase. Because this was a hard pick. It's going to be It's a hard pick to find out who's going to be in it, let alone who's going to win it. So I'm happy for that, and I'm happy for the results of Night of Champions. But now we're going to wheels up for the Money in the Bank. I can't wait. It's going to be in London on July 1st, 4th of July weekend. I'm excited.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. You're talking about fireworks blowing up there. Yeah, and Raw got two of the great champions there in Gunther and Seth Rollins, two guys who would not back down from a fight from anybody. I take them two over the SmackDown champions over there anytime.
Outstanding. Hey, thank you very much for listening to the HHW Show podcast. Once again, we are going live every Tuesday and so, but for this week, we have a special guest where we're going to interview, and you're going to be surprised who it is. So all you local fans here at the HHW Show, man, he's making a comeback. Wait and see who is going to be, because the show is going to be fabulous. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Take care, everyone. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend.